Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day. Today's podcast is going to be about why your food product needs to be in FBA with Amazon. And I'm going to explain the reason why. Okay, guys. All right. Let's get into this podcast. And the reason why I think and believe firmly that you need to have some portion dedicated, some of your sales need to be coming from Amazon FBA is for the following reasons. So I've been in FBA now for a little bit over a year. It has increased our sales. The bulk, of course, of what we actually sell currently is seller fulfilled, meaning that, of course, if you're not familiar with this, FBA is fulfillment by Amazon. So you ship a product directly to their warehouse and Amazon will fill the order and ship it to the customer and handle the customer service, returns, and everything else. So why would you need to, or why should you have your food product with FBA by Amazon, or at least a portion of your business coming from that type of service, is the following reason. So I'm going to do a really, really quick scenario. I want you to kind of close your eyes for a second. If you can imagine an Amazon warehouse being a grocery store or a physical retail store that is in every single state in the United States. I'm not going to talk about global sales or selling internationally. I'm not going to get into that in this podcast. But in the United States alone, if you can envision a retail store and customers by the millions coming into that retail store every single day, not every single week, not every single month, every single day, millions of potential customers for your product coming into a retail store, and you are fully stocked in every single store in every single state, and it's an Amazon grocery store. Now, could you envision that? Because that is the way you need to look at Amazon FBA when it comes to selling a food product and selling a food product online. That is exactly what you get when you send a product to their warehouse. You could get a guy, you could be located in Florida, and there's a guy in Washington State. There's a guy in California. There could be a guy in any of the states and could see your product, buy it, and have it shipped to him in 2 days, and you've made a profit on your product, and you move on to the next one. That's exactly what Amazon FBA is. It is really, it should be looked at from your perspective as a person who produces a food product, or potentially if you're just starting your food business, understand this, that when you put a food product in a retail store, like let's just say Whole Foods or Walmart or Kroger, an actual grocery store, okay, there is going to be a smaller margin per product, per item, than you will make by selling it through Amazon FBA. Now, a lot of people kind of jump up and down and gripe about the fees that Amazon charges for FBA. And to be honest with you, in some cases, that griping and you know, hey, it's too high, it's too this. In some cases, depending on the product, the price point, and a few other factors, it's actually worth griping about. Some of the fees are ridiculously high. But if you have a product and it can be packaged in less than 14 ounces, and it's a food product, and it's kind of a niche product, maybe a barbecue sauce, maybe a salsa, maybe chips, or maybe some type of snack or nuts or seasoned nuts or something, and you put it in a 14-ounce package, and your price point can be anywhere from about $11 to $12, $13 for that bag. And believe it or not, people actually do pay for that size product. They'll pay up to around that, because I can attest to that with some of the products we have. Your margins are going to be way, way bigger than they could potentially ever be in a grocery store and in a traditional brick and mortar grocery store. Because you've got to factor in, there's two different ways that this could go down. If you are the manufacturer of the product and you ship it directly to the retail stores, you have to account for the markup and the margin for the retail stores. Now, you got to understand, retail stores have tendency to be higher priced when it comes to individual unit products because they have a lot of overhead at the retail store level. When you ship it to a warehouse and it's simply being fulfilled, of course they have overhead. They have bills to pay. They got people to pay. But the retail stores are going to give you a smaller portion of those monies compared to your product's price point minus Amazon's FBA's fees for that size product. And the other benefit is, and you're getting millions of people online who are looking at your product as potential customers. When you ship a product to a brick and mortar store, this is how it works. You're going to ship it to a physical location, and that retail store is getting traffic every week like any other retail store. But it's not – I can guarantee you they're not getting millions of customers a day going through one single retail store. Okay? When I worked for retail food food chains for nearly 25, 30 years or so, I can attest to you that we would on a good week, not a day, but a good week, we would get a few thousand people walking physically through the store. And those people are not necessarily looking at my product or have the potential to look at it. So you transition the idea, the thinking that goes to, well, if you put a product in FBA and it's a food product, it's like a grocery store. You've got a platform here. People can go on and search for any product they want. And there's millions of people. So the chances of your product being found by thousands of people and being purchased by thousands of people instead of just being potentially looked at by a few thousand people walking through a store and maybe getting about a dozen people to actually look at your product is a much better chance of you making way more money than you would inside of a brick and mortar store. Okay, this is the new trend and the new transition from grocery buying, food buying, any of that stuff that's food related is online. And of course, it's much easier to just hit a search box and find a product and have it delivered in 2 days. Then the other thing is that local retail stores are limited. They're physically limited to the amount of product that they can carry at one location. If you make a specialty hot sauce and a guy in Wisconsin is looking for that hot sauce and his local markets don't have it, guess what? You just sold a hot sauce to a guy in Wisconsin because you have it inside of Amazon FBA. Okay, so it's literally like having a grocery store the size of Amazon in every single state and available to anyone at any time to sell any type of unique product that can't be found in their local neighborhood grocery store. That's the reason why at least a portion, you know, I wouldn't necessarily rely 100% on Amazon FBA for your product. If you want to be in retail stores, that's great. I'm not knocking it. You can make money. And if you want to be in a food distributor, if you want to get your food product into a food distributor and let them distribute it for you, again, smaller margins though, but you could still get it all across the country. That's great. But think of it this way. You ship it once. You make it. You label it. You get it set up. You create your listing. It's an FBA product. You get it to their warehouse. It goes from you to them, and you wash your hands of it. You're done. Amazon takes care of the rest of it, okay? And you have a potential millions of customers every day to sell a product to, as opposed to maybe just a couple thousand or a few thousand, if any store gets that much in a day. In a week, that's normal. A few thousand people physically walking through a grocery store, that's easy. That's predictable anywhere. But millions of people a day, I think your odds are much better. Much better being with FBA when it comes to a food product. It's a great opportunity for anyone, obviously, any product that you sell. But again, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, not every product really honestly lends itself to making it a great margin because of a lot of factors. And I'm not going to get into that in this podcast, but specifically just giving you just the idea. I want your imagination to understand. Closing your eyes and thinking, wow, millions of people could see my product, your chances of selling it are way better. Okay, you got to understand the other thing. When you sell a food product to a retail store, after a certain period of time, the retail store doesn't sell it. Guess what? You get to send a credit to the store and they get their money back. By the way, that's like 99% of the time. That's how grocery stores work. If a product doesn't sell, they don't just eat it. Most of the time, the way it works is after a certain period of time, if it's expired, etc., whatever that may be, the expiration date, if it's not good to sell, well, they need to get their money back. So I just wanted to throw that out there and give you guys a really quick tip and a great advice into looking into selling your food product on Amazon FBA. At least incorporate that into your idea of getting a food product to the market. Is a portion of it should go there, and you'd be shocked at how quick it would sell. So with that being said, I'm wrapping it up, guys. I appreciate the time. I wanted this to be short and sweet and extremely informative. And give it an idea. I mean, give it some time to think about it. It is a great idea. If you're not subscribed to our podcast or YouTube channel, please hit that subscribe button. We have new information coming out every day. Great resources for you to develop a food product or bring a food product to market. And I will either see you on the next video or you can hear me on my next podcast. Take care, guys.